Now let's examine how culture works. Human beings interact with their environment in an iterative process, and as we said, use culture as a way of adapting to their environment. So, as you see, as human agents act, they produce social knowledge through their actions, and that social knowledge is externalized to others. This is a social process, not an individual one. As this social knowledge is produced, we begin to see transmission of knowledge to others, to younger generations, to others that may not know about this new way of doing things. And as these bodies of knowledge are produced and transmitted, we begin to see the rise of social structures. Social structures can be best understood as institutions that are built upon this body of knowledge. One thing that is important to remember is that this process is iterative and is not a conscious one. However, once we have a body of knowledge or a system of knowledge that tells us that what we think and value is the right way of doing things, we begin to establish values and norms through our use of culture and shared production of knowledge. Ideas that don't necessarily fit within the established values or norms are often rejected. Formal and highly organized social structures, such as institutions, if we consider the way these work on a large scale, help to keep those values and norms in place and guide the larger society and the behavior of groups of people. Now, once we have these established patterns of behaviors and knowledge, they begin to be understood by the very individuals that make up a given society as constraining their behavior. In other words, these institutions begin to dictate the correct way to act in given situations. So, if we think about our educational system, students enter at a very young age and begin to learn a number of subjects. We also know that they are learning how to interact socially with other children and how to respect authority. Think about how students learn about the correct ways to interact with their teachers and school administrators. They are learning a whole host of behaviors and values and norms beyond the actual topics that they may learn in their classes and coursework. And so, as this process continues, as you see towards the bottom of the figure, knowledge and values become internalized, so we don't necessarily always need institutions to constrain our behaviors or to prompt us on how to act. We start to rely on knowledge that we have internalized as our values to guide our actions. However, one of the last things I want to highlight is that this process is a continuous one. As we internalize certain values, which then shape our actions, something in the future, like a historical change or traumatic event in our society, can lead to the establishment of new norms and values, thereby producing a different way of reacting to our environment. And as this figure suggests, this process continues and continues. This is essentially the process of cultural reproduction.